What's good? I'm back on this cold day. It's this cold 20 degree day. Today I'm gonna react to criminal lawyer reacts to Gunna's plea. But don't forget, before we do that, I'm going to give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further. Promotion, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketer promotions, please check us out. Promopalace.biz, one-stop shop to promote your music, product, service, brand, or more. All right, we're going to get into it. Criminal lawyer reacts to Gunna's plea deal. Here we go.
Bruce Rivers, he's the criminal lawyer.
And what he do?
And he's gonna react to all the self-snitching.
All the self-snitching. That's his motto. Stop stealth.
Hi, this is Bruce Rivers. Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Criminal Lawyer Reacts. I'm Bruce Rivers, board-certified criminal defense lawyer, and that means that I am board-certified, tried, tested, true. I'm a criminal defense lawyer, and I'm a trial lawyer. It's what I do. But before we get into what we're going to – we have breaking news here, and it's kind of breaking news since yesterday on the YSL RICO case. But before we get to that, this episode, like all of our episode, is brought to you by eForms.com. That's eForms.com. eForms.com. Let's say – you have an ex-girlfriend, and she just won't leave you alone. And she's living in your basement, and you got to get her out of there because she's just such a pain in the ass. She's tweaking out on meth, and she doesn't have a lease. Well, you go get an eviction form from eForms.com. You don't hire me. You do what you got to do. It doesn't matter what state you're in. You go to eForms.com, and they have you covered, whether it's a power of attorney, eviction form, whatever you need. They'll get rid of that ex-girlfriend like that. Okay, so now we are reacting to Sergio Kitchens. Sergio Kitchens, as you know, was a high-ranking YSL member. And he pled guilty yesterday in open court. And then he was released from jail. So let's talk about what a plea is first. A plea is when you all of a sudden say, hey, look, I'm guilty. There's two parts to a plea. There's a waiver of your rights because you have a right to a trial. And there's a whole bunch of rights. You have a right to testify, cross-examine witnesses, blah, blah, blah. So you have to waive all those rights first. Then there's what's called a factual basis, and that's what we're going to show you here. Factual basis, that's where you have to admit that you committed a crime. You cannot enter a plea and not admit that you did something wrong. So let's see what the judge has to say, and the prosecutor in this case.
Please state after each statement whether or not you agree or acknowledge that statements are true, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So this is the factual basis. So basically, you got to admit to what you're doing or what you did. That makes you guilty.
I became affiliated with YSL around 2016. Is that true as it pertains to you, Mr. Kitchens?
Yes, ma'am.
I became affiliated. So he all of a sudden acknowledges YSL as a gang.
YSL is a music label and a gang. And you have personal knowledge that members or associates of YSL have committed crimes in furtherance of the gang.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
let me chime in before Bruce Rivers says what he has to say. This is what Bruce be talking about, I think, with the self-snitching. Like, if anything I know about, like, gangs and a mob, you can't even acknowledge that a gang is a gang. You can't even acknowledge that it exists. That alone is classified as snitching, self-snitching, all that and above. You pretty much have said everybody that's involved with this thing is a gangster. as a gang member. So let's keep it moving.
Admitted not only that YSL is music label, but it's also a gang, and that he and others committed crimes in furtherance of YSL.
You were present when law enforcement officers stopped a vehicle in which you were present along with Jeffrey Williams, wherein hydrocodone, methamphetamines, and a firearm were recovered. These items did not belong to you.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
okay, well, who do they belong to then? If two people get pulled over in a car and they find a bunch of items, illegal items, and they say, I say, hey, they're not mine. Well, if I'm also saying they're his, they're the other guys, they're his. So let's keep it moving.
Oh, you were with Young Thug when you had some drugs and guns in the car. Oh, and by the way, none of that shit was yours, right? Okay. Oh, who says it? Oh, I guess it must have been the other guy. Fucking A.
I recognize, accept, and deeply regret that my talent and music indirectly furthered YSL the game to the detriment of my community. YSL as a game must end. Is that your statement or acknowledgement?
Yes.
YSL's The Gang Must End. I deeply regret, first of all, that you don't need that for a plea. She wanted that for some reason. That's the prosecutor that's standing up talking right now. There's been a lot of talk in the Twitter sphere and the atmosphere and the cybersphere about whether or not Gunna is snitching. Well, they got a trial coming up, and now he just admitted in open court all these different things. Now, Gunna's lawyer, if you look on here, it says Gunna
that's classified snitching.
He has said nothing and is not cooperating. He just admitted in open court. His plea statement cannot be used in court against any other defendant. Not true. So please stop spreading lies. Let's just break this down because people want to know if he's a snitch or not. I can honestly tell you that I don't know if he's snitching or not. His lawyer says he's not cooperating, but that's what he's going to say.
According to the codes of the streets, just the him saying, yes, it's a gang. Yes, we committed crimes. That's the thing. You don't got to name names. Once you say, yes, it's a gang, and yes, we committed crimes, all 27 people involved are basically considered gang members, especially if they're representing the YSL.
You wouldn't have any document to show that he's cooperating. But can his statement be used against somebody else in their trial? Well, let's analyze that. Unless there's a specific agreement to not have that be used in another person's trial, it can be. Why can't it be? Because it's an admission against
it's straight up. Yep.
That is not hearsay.
And that's why it's an admission. So it's pretty much the same thing as snitching when it comes to the street rules and the codes of the streets. I guarantee the mob would call it snitching. And any real big, serious, notorious gang, the narcos, anybody that's involved in a big criminal organization would classify that as snitching.
Otherwise, it would be a hearsay statement. But when you make a statement under oath and you inculpate yourself, that means you point the finger at yourself that you did something wrong. That's a statement against interest. That is not hearsay. And that absolutely can be used in a trial against Young Thug. Now, these are extremely serious charges. Kitchens was released from jail on Wednesday. That's yesterday. And his lawyer said he's been held without bail in advance of trial, which is supposed to start in January. This guilty plea was an important development in one of the two sprawling Atlantic criminal cases targeting what prosecutors say are a pair of feuding gangs that have committed dozens of shootings and other violent crimes since 2015. Further says that Kitchens entered an Alford plea, which allows defendants to maintain their innocence while pleading guilty. So here's the plea agreement. I agreed to perform 500 hours of community service, a substantial portion of which will require that I speak to young men and women about the hazards and the immorality of gangs and gang violence and the decay that it causes on our community. I agree that the community service...
Let me chime in before he finishes. To me, like, that's almost like the sensitivity training, anti-Semitic training, like, you're trying to demasculate this guy. Like, some people are just who they are, man. This idea that we get to dictate the choices people make, their lifestyle choices, anything. We don't get to dictate that. Yeah, there's consequences, but, you know, this idea that, like, maybe he doesn't want to stop being a gangster. Maybe he doesn't really care about being a role model to the youth, you know.
Risk locations shall be determined by the office, blah, blah, blah. I will possess no guns during the term of this sentence or at any time. And he got 5 years commuted down to one for time served. So he's out and doesn't have to do any more time. Then you have the acknowledgments in that we just saw. And if he violates the plea agreement, the district attorney can and will use the statement during any judicial proceedings. Any violation of this plea agreement shall result in full revocation of his suspended sentence.
So what I'm thinking is they either, with the evidence and whatnot, they either decided that his participation wasn't as serious as other people's participation, the things that he committed, the crimes he committed, the things he did, or he's working with the prosecutor to help prosecute other people, you know. So it's one of the two. They either decided that his participation didn't warrant 5 years, or he's working with the prosecution and giving statements on other people and testifying against other people. Let's see what else Mr. Bruce Rivers has to say.
So he's got, I think, 5 years hanging over his head. So people are talking about whether he's a snitch or not. Whether he's a snitch or not, we won't know until Mug's trial. Actually, we might know just a little bit before that, because my guess is that if he did snitch, the state would have to disclose that and disclose the witness's statement shortly before trial. But it isn't going to be much before trial, because he would have a target on his back, no question in my mind, if he decides to snitch. But here's the other thing. Whether Gunn is a snitch or not, fuck that. Who cares? Because there's 20 other people or 27 other people who are charged in this indictment, right? And so I guarantee you they've got snitches that are going to be coming out of the woodwork. Whether Gunn is snitching or not is sort of immaterial, because I guarantee you they have more than one snitch.
Your that's only
not just know, be based upon Gunner's word and Gunner's word alone. They're gonna have corroboration through,
you know, that's some bullshit that just holds up, and, you know, people trying to look good in their fucking neighborhoods in front of their friends and shit, you know, like he said, there's 27 motherfuckers involved. People are going to snitch. You know, the smart thing to do is, if they got all this fucking evidence on you and you're going down regardless, smartest thing to always do is to take a plea, especially if you're guilty and there's just too much fucking evidence hanging over your head. I've heard all I need to hear. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out that he did work with the prosecutors to testify against other members. And I wouldn't be shocked if it was just that his participation wasn't like as serious or heinous as other members of the gang. Once again, I'm thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcasts, and I'm out.